The decision's been made. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That, according to President Biden, who says he is convinced Russia's President Putin will soon order his troops into Ukraine.
We have reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine in the coming week. In the coming days.
And there is intelligence to back up that belief.
Senior U.S. defense officials tell Fox News that about 40 to 50% of Putin's troops have left their barracks and have now moved into what's being described as attack positions, meaning within striking distance of the Ukraine border. Furthermore, sources tell Fox that Putin has somewhere between 120 and 125 battalion tactical groups already amassed along the border, and Russia's special forces have also been mobilized.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. Pro-Russian rebels have been evacuating people from areas in eastern Ukraine. The Supreme Court will consider arguments from the Biden administration to end the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border.
Justices agreed to hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings forcing it to reinstate Remain in Mexico. It compels asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. Immigration Court. Arguments will take place in April, with a decision expected by late June. President Biden suspended the program on his first day in office, but after a Republican-led state sued, a federal judge ordered the policy put back in place, and a three-judge appeals court panel agreed.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. A federal judge has refused to throw out civil lawsuits filed against former President Trump, charging he encouraged the incursion at the U.S. Capitol last year. The judge ruling the president's January 6th rally was not protected speech. He had told supporters to march to the Capitol peacefully on the day the Electoral College results were being certified by a joint session of Congress. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Boston's vaccine mandate for indoor public spaces has been lifted, effective immediately.
Mayor Michelle Wu announced the three key metrics: positivity rate, ICU bed occupancy, and the seven-day average for hospitalizations all fell below the threshold to lift the vaccine card mandate. Jacqueline Callahan works at Game On Sports Bar. She said it was a burden to check for vaccine cards, especially on a crowded night.
Like Super Bowl Sunday, when we're really busy, it held up the line to check all the cards.
Boston's mask requirement is still in place, although that could soon be changing, too. Mayor Michelle Wu said the Boston Public Health Commission is going to be reviewing the mask order in the coming days.
Reporter Jason Law at Fox affiliate Boston 25. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says he and members of his family have tested positive for COVID-19. This despite their best efforts to avoid infection by getting vaccinated and taking other precautions. Family Dollar stores are being urged by federal health officials to voluntarily recall scores of products sold at more than 400 of its stores in six southern states after an infestation of rodents was found at a company distribution facility in West Memphis, Arkansas. The company says it hasn't received any consumer complaints yet. A possible shortage of avocados has been averted.
An avocado ban south of the border threatened to leave many lovers of the green fruit between a guac and a hard place. But Friday, the U.S. Embassy in Mexico announced that a ban on imports had been lifted. Earlier this week, the flow of avocados from Mexico had been halted after an American safety inspector received a threat on his official cell phone. This after he raised safety concerns. The U.S. Embassy reports Mexico will be enacting measures to keep U.S. inspectors free from violence. Tom Graham, Fox News.
More losses Friday on Wall Street. The Dow lost 232 points, NASDAQ 168. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.